He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the year end. It is the Tuesday edition, live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager, Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. Today we've got the Dow. Looks like it's going to be a battle all day long between the bulls and the bears on very light volume. There's not many people out there tugging one way or another on the tug of rope. Right now the bears just barely eking out an advantage here this morning with the Dow down 26 points right now. A little bit of profit taking again here today. We saw some yesterday. We've got the S&P 500 down a point right now at 3220. The Dow is at 28,443. The NASDAQ was positive. Now it's down 4 points. So it's going to be a very, very quiet day. I want to say the market closes early today also on this New Year's Eve. The Russell 2000, however, eking out a gain. It's up 5 points right now, 1669. The small cap index has broken out recently through resistance levels. We've got crude oil down a little bit. You'd think it'd be up. There is a little tension in the Middle East today, which we'll talk about in a minute. Crude oil down 86 cents. $60.82. Gold is up $3.80. $15.22. That's the best print we've seen on gold in a while. $15.22, up $3.80 per ounce. Silver is down 6 cents to $17.94. And the bond market remains very quiet. 1.92, actually up 3 basis points. 1.92 this morning. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, on this last day of 2019. How many times have we heard it? It's also the last day of the decade. Okay, I've heard it. I know. Some of the big stocks of the decade, I think number three was Visa. And where did you hear about Visa? Over and over and over and over again. And back in 2013, when I wrote my book, one of the stocks I featured was Apple. And Apple has tripled since that point in time. It's also one of the big winners of the decade. So you'll be hearing a lot of that today and tomorrow as everybody looks backwards. I think it's better to look forward, although it's nice to look back once in a while. Learn from your mistakes. Learn from your winners. But it's all about looking forward at this point in time. When I come back on Thursday to do the show, I think I begin my 23rd year behind the microphone of Financial Talk Radio. And I still look forward to it today as much as I have throughout my entire career. I love doing the preparation in the morning, seeing the news coming in from around the world. And trying to make sense of it and make it real easy and entertaining, if I can, for my daily radio show. Well, yesterday we did have some profit-taking, which we haven't seen in a long time. You know, I haven't seen any profit-taking. We've had a pretty strong December. It was buy, buy, buy. And a lot of people predicting in January, yeah, you know what? I mean, there is something to be said about holding off until January to take profits because you obviously then push that into the next tax year, those capital gains. So we could see some selling in early January, but nobody really knows. You take it a day at a time, a week at a time, a month at a time, and it's better to look forward. That's what we have to be doing, and that's what we try to do here every day, especially every week in the newsletter. Tech stocks under a little bit of pressure yesterday, but you know, I saw the sell-off, the early morning sell-off, being bought throughout the day. So, you know, maybe those people selling and taking profits are being met with an equal appetite for people wanting to get in that have missed out on this huge rally in the market. We had futures up just a little, then they went south, and then we had a Trump tweet. How many times have we seen a Trump tweet move markets? He's finally got a date, January the 15th. There will be a signing ceremony at the White House. I keep saying, where's the ink? Well, it sounds like they're inking up the pens for January the 15th. It will happen in the White House. Phase one, what do we have to worry about in 2020? We're always looking ahead to worries. Well, we got to worry about phase two negotiations, don't we? Because now they get down to the nitty-gritty and the tough stuff. And don't be surprised if Trump doesn't use the tariff card again in 2020. I think the market may be just a little bit nervous about that, because he did mention in his tweet that we begin 2020 negotiations also beginning on January the 15th. And Trump will actually go to Beijing to discuss the second phase. And I don't think he's going to back down. I think he's going to remain very tough on those negotiations. Well, you know what? One thing we look to, I know economists look to it, is growth of your population for economic growth. You know, if your population is not increasing, it's hard to get more and more demand for Chipotle burritos and Lululemon pants, etc. We had the slowest growth in 100 years in the U.S. Can you believe that? The slowest growth in 100 years, the number of births declined, the number of deaths increased, and international migration slowed, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. How much did population grow in 2019? Less than 0.5%, 0.48%. Growth has slowed every year since 2015. Well, I think families having less and less children, and there's less and less families out there in today's world. The last year, our population increased 0.7%. This year, only 0.5%. That's the slowest rate in the U.S. since 1917 and 1918. And, of course, population trends are important on a macro basis, because population growth and productivity improvements are key to economic growth. Okay, your home. Your home went up 2.2% over the last 12 months. Well, if you look at the various asset classes, right, the bond market, the stock market, your home, gold, being short the market, your home didn't do so well. Bitcoin would have been a better investment in 2019. Your home went up 2.2%. 2.2%. That's it, year over year. But that was in line with forecast. Chinese manufacturing starting to increase. That's a good sign. That's got to be a product of the little bit of a freeze in the trade war. China's official manufacturing PMI came in slightly above expectations at 50.2. Okay, well, that's just barely into the expansion. Anything over 50 is expansion for the month of December. The same level seen in November, but it was dropping before that. So at least that seems to have leveled off. And we've seen 2 months now of increasing PMI, which is the Purchasing Managers Index. Huawei had a record year despite all the trouble and a U.S. campaign to curtail its global business. Huawei's revenue grew 18% in 2019 to more than $122 billion in revenue. Huawei, you know, I guess you would say that's China's Apple. And also, some would say China's spyglass into what's going on in the rest of the world. Let's see, what else? How about this? You know, talk about having children and whatnot. Chinese scientists get 3 years in prison over genetically engineered babies. Well, you know, that's another sign of the time. A Chinese court has sentenced Xi Jinping to 3 years in prison for violating regulations and ethical principles when he and two colleagues edited the DNA of twin IVF embryos to make them resistant to the HIV virus and then implanted them in an HIV-negative woman who consequently gave birth to twin girls in 2018. The father was HIV positive. Well, that is a way to increase your population there, I guess. Grow them in test tubes. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com. This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new safer money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
My name is Barry Kite, and as the newest member of the Gunderson Capital Management team, I wanted to introduce myself. As a seasoned financial planning practitioner and chartered financial analyst, I joined Gunderson Capital to assist clients with complex financial planning needs and portfolio construction strategy. Over the last 20 years, I have refined my holistic approach to planning and portfolio construction with a focus on ensuring all of your investment assets are working for you in tandem towards a common financial goal. All too often, clients have a financial advisor who is only concerned with the specific assets you have tasked them to manage, with no regard for the purpose of your other investment accounts. Our approach takes all of your investment accounts into consideration when developing your personalized portfolio strategy. Whether you're retired, quickly approaching retirement, or still in the accumulation phase, Gunderson Capital Management is here to navigate the inherent risks of the market while helping you meet your financial goals. If you hadn't had a financial review in a while, or you would like a second opinion, I encourage you to give me a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, my predictions for last year were right. You can go back to my newsletter, my first newsletter of 2019, and my target price for the S&P 500 was met and exceeded, and I have my target price out there right now for 2020 and 2021 in my newsletter, which one can obtain at GundersonCapital.com. And, boy, we've had a huge response. Gunderson opened the vault and created a free offer for the month of January. You get 2 free weeks of my client newsletter, which has the portfolios in it. You get 2 free weeks of full access to my Best Stocks Now app. I'm telling you, that thing is unbelievable. It is so potent. There's now 5,500 stocks in there, or securities. Some of them are ETFs that represent sectors. Some of them are indexes. Some of them are ETFs that represent asset classes. They're all in there. And they're graded every day, and I use it exclusively to help me find stocks like Visa, which was one of the biggest winners of the last decade. And you get live trading alerts. Now, these are a lot of fun. I have a blast every day. Well, not the days when the market's down 900 points, you know, that's not so fun. But I go through the markets every day for better or for worse and let you know what I'm seeing. Let you know what I'm buying. I did make a big purchase yesterday for my live trading and my clients. And I expect to do a little bit of juggling around here in the first few weeks of January. So it's a good time to get a couple free weeks of everything. The whole enchilada, we call it. The client newsletter, the full access to the app. You'll be sent a login and a password to get into the app. And, of course, emails during the week live in real time, right from the desk, right from my fingertips when I make a move in the market, when I see something that really, really is impressive. So you can go to my website at GundersonCapital.com, GundersonCapital.com to get that. And if you'd like to get a second opinion on where how you're positioned right now in the market as we begin a new year, I want to keep Barry really busy in 2020. He's my certified financial planner and financial analyst. He can analyze what you currently own. He can analyze your current plan and, you know, put you on the right course if he doesn't feel like, if we don't feel like you're on the right course. And, of course, Paul is there also to assist. Paul helps me in managing the stock portfolios. He manages the bond portfolio, which is going to do double-digit returns since inception, not even for a complete year in 2019. And I look forward to another good year in 2020 for the bond market. I believe it's still very well positioned. And when you can get those kind of returns in a with a very, very high safety profile, how can you beat that? You can mix and match, and we've got the 4 growth portfolios that I am the lead manager on. You can set up an appointment with us. Now, we're going to be headed down to Sarasota fairly soon. And we do have an office down there, downtown Sarasota. And we also have an office in Minneapolis, a satellite office. And we'll be headed back there soon. So you can call to set up an appointment with one of my representatives at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Now, as I look back on 2019, obviously it was a great year for U.S. stocks. We had the trade tensions with China. That was a big story. And it looks like it ended well. But during the course of the year, it created a lot of volatility in the market. You can't deny that. But, you know, at least Trump, he saw it as something that needed to be done. And he stuck to his guns and at least got it to a phase one agreement that will happen on January the 15th when the ink is put to it. I would say another big story in 2019 was the Fed taking back those three rate hikes that they delivered in 2018. They were obviously on the wrong course because the market went into bear market territory last December. It was down 20% from October 2nd to Christmas Eve of 2018. They were on the wrong course. Jerome Powell screwed up. Well, he took it back. It's taken back, and look what it's done to the economy. So now you've got the Fed that has reversed direction. That obviously was a big story this past year and had a lot to do with the gains that we saw this past 12 months. We also had an improving economic outlook. You know, there was talk of recession around September, the fall of this year. Recession out there. We had the yield curves both invert for a very short time. They've gotten very, very healthy again. We had a good year in the bond market, and it was an okay year in gold. There was a lot of merger and acquisitions activity. There were a lot of IPOs, especially in the biotech arena. And with all of those biotechs going public, now many of them will fail, but there's been some home runs hit here over the last several months, and I report on those. You know, there's been one I'm going to get to, that Axsome, AXSM, with their schizophrenia drug. One analyst out there saying that stock can double again. It's definitely one of the strongest stocks in my Best Stocks Now app right now. We had the streaming wars between Netflix, Disney, Comcast, NBC Universal, Roku, etc. We had the vaping crackdown. We had American energy independence. I think that was another goal of the Trump administration. And we had a record year of oil production here in the U.S. You had the big Aramco IPO and the electric vehicle revolution. The 737 MAX crisis was a big story this past year, damaging Boeing considerably and costing the CEO his job. You had Facebook's Libra project trying to create their own cryptocurrency. Record holiday shopping and maybe getting Brexit over the line finally. Okay, little tension, turmoil in the Middle East. Iran is held fully responsible for the U.S. embassy attack in Iraq. Dozens of angry Iraqi Shiite militia, well, you could put in parentheses there, Iran, stormed the embassy compound in Baghdad and set fire to a reception area on the grounds. This is reminiscent of Benghazi, isn't it? Part of a growing backlash against the U.S. Now, nobody was hurt, from what I can tell. But they were protesting deadly airstrikes over the weekend on Iran-backed militia in Iraq. Is there a more evil country in the world than Iran? Not the people, the government, and some of the ideology that they support over there. All right, this is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson, CEO and Chief Investment Officer at Gunderson Capital Management. During my career in the industry, I've talked with thousands of investors. Everyone has their own unique level of risk, tolerance, and objectives for their investments. On the one hand, they all know that they need either income or growth, but they have no specific plan to achieve it. That is why we have developed four different custom portfolios that address these issues. Having all your money in cash may be a good sleep at night solution, but you're losing out to the inflation termites daily. The next step up on the risk ladder would be holding an individual bond portfolio. The next rung up from that would be our dividend and growth portfolio. This portfolio is made up of high-quality stocks that pay a dividend or are still growing their earnings. From there, we have our premier and ultra-growth portfolios. These are custom-designed and meticulously managed to give you the opportunity for growth during your accumulation years. To talk to us about a custom design, you can call us at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
My name is Barry Kite, and as the newest member of the Gunderson Capital Management team, I wanted to introduce myself. As a seasoned financial planning practitioner and chartered financial analyst, I joined Gunderson Capital to assist clients with complex financial planning needs and portfolio construction strategy. Over the last 20 years, I have refined my holistic approach to planning and portfolio construction with a focus on ensuring all of your investment assets are working for you in tandem towards a common financial goal. All too often, clients have a financial advisor who is only concerned with the specific assets you have tasked them to manage, with no regard for the purpose of your other investment accounts. Our approach takes all of your investment accounts into consideration when developing your personalized portfolio strategy. Whether you're retired, quickly approaching retirement, or still in the accumulation phase, Gunderson Capital Management is here to navigate the inherent risks of the market while helping you meet your financial goals. If you hadn't had a financial review in a while, or you would like a second opinion, I encourage you to give me a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new Safer Money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now radio. Well, the market has turned a little bit negative here. The Dow's down 54 right now. The Nasdaq's down 4. Small cap's having a good day, however. Russell 2K is up 6 points right now. All right, consumer confidence blazes red hot. The index of consumer sentiment rose to 114. Now, I said it yesterday. I'm going to say it again. Things may just be a little too optimistic and a little too overheated right now. I mentioned yesterday that I had 316 A-plus momentum stocks. That number is usually, you know, one-third of that, telling me that the market's a little overheated. Not to say that it can't remain overheated, but eventually things have a way of moving back mathematically towards the mean. And yesterday I had 802 B-plus or better ranked stocks. Usually I have about 300 or so. And a lot of that's being influenced by the momentum recently in the market. Well, we get another too-hot-to-touch reading here today of 114 in the Consumer Confidence Index. We also got a big pop in chain store sales. They increased 7.8% for the week ending December the 28th. This is an interesting story. Okay, we talk about one of the big stories of 2019 being the U.S. becoming independent, energy independent, which is a big change that I've seen in my lifetime. I remember Bob Dylan's song. He had a line, "All that foreign oil controlling American soil." Well, it was true. They did have some leverage over us with that oil and our dependence upon it. Well, not anymore. We're energy independent. But this story, how about Israel becoming energy independent? In fact, Delek Drilling CEO Yossi Abu says Israel is now an energy powerhouse able to supply all its energy needs and gaining energy independence. Why? Well, they turned the spigot on today following numerous regulatory delays and court petition. Israel's offshore Leviathan natural gas field, controlled by Noble Energy, Delek Drilling, and Racial Oil, has finally begun production. The production partners have signed a multi-billion dollar export deal with Egypt and Jordan. They'll also be selling some of that oil. The gas will start flowing in the coming weeks. Well, you know, that could be a real hotbed. Israel has never had energy, but they did discover a gas field in the ocean. Leviathan's an interesting name. You know, that's the name of the beast from the sea that John saw in Revelation. Not that there's any link, but that is an interesting name. And, of course, the beast from the land was Behemoth. So we'll just see how that all plays out. I could see that being a target. I'm sure Israel will guard that very carefully, that wellhead that could make them an energy powerhouse. Israel, how about that? Okay, we've got Tesla. You can't go a day without seeing some kind of news from Tesla, Mr. Musk. Tesla has delivered its first batch of made-in-China Model 3s to 15 of its Chinese employees. There you go. So they rewarded 15 employees at the new Gigafactory in Shanghai. And they've got 15 cars off the line. And they will, when it's fully ramped up, they'll produce 1,000 cars a week. Right now they're producing 28 every hour, okay? And the workers work about a 10-hour day. Wow, okay. Well, you know what? You got to give the Tesla news every day. Big news in California. Today, actually January the 1st, an Uber driver, a Postmates driver, a Lyft driver will become an employee. No more independent contractor. That is a big, big deal. Right now, Uber and Postmates are suing. They want an injunction being sought against the law known as Assembly Bill 5, which will transform the operations of on-demand services. And let's not forget that they also are considering very close to passing, well, L.A. is, Mayor Garcetti of L.A., a bill that only electric cars will be used. I just wonder if Uber will pick up stakes, Lyft will pick up stakes, and, say it's just, we had a popular steak. I read about this yesterday, and I'm not surprised. There was a very popular steakhouse in San Diego right on La Jolla Cove. I mean, that's the most pristine place, one of the most pristine places in the world until they let the seals take it over. Now it's full of bacteria and smell and whatnot. But there was a famous steakhouse there, Donovan's. They spent a lot of money. I read that Donovan's last day was 2 days ago, closing their doors. This is a massive restaurant right on the ocean in La Jolla. The reason for closing? The cost of business for doing business in California. And that's why a lot of business people leaving California. In fact, I read that California is going to lose a congressperson, a seat, because of dropping population in California. Whatever they're doing, they're not doing it right. San Francisco's a mess. Los Angeles is a mess, and unfortunately, it's spreading to San Diego. Well, we'll see how that plays out. California basically wants to get rid of all contract labor, which is not good for a lot of industries in California. Okay, let's take a look at what we got next. You know, electric cars, definitely one of the stories of this past year. That NIO is an interesting little company. I was looking at their website. Those are pretty cars. They've got an SUV that looks really nice. And now these are China. These are electric cars built in China after they stole all of our technology, you know, from Tesla and everything else. NIO was up 43% yesterday. Let's see how it's doing today. They also have an electric car that looks like a Corvette. It's up another 11.3% today. This is a $4 stock, but it's a $4.5 billion company in China. I look for a good year from China stocks. And speaking of electric vehicles, Ford, strong demand for the Mustang Mach-E. Now, this isn't even going to start production until 2022. This is going to be an all-electric SUV modeled after the Ford Mustang. They already have a lot of reservations of people who plop down $500 to reserve the electric Mustang crossover. And this won't even start production until 2022. All right, Churchill Downs. You know, the sports betting. That's another story of 2019, DraftKings and whatnot. DraftKings now going public. Well, Churchill Downs is going to bring online betting to Indiana at their Rising Star Casino Resort in Rising Sun, Indiana. Sports betting, that's a huge, huge, huge market out there. Betting basketball, college basketball, NBA, college football, NFL, Major League Baseball. Not a good habit to get into, really, I don't think. I don't think many people win at that game. AMD gets a street-high target. Okay, I'm happy about that. AMD has been a top-ranked stock. I would say that AMD was also a story of 2019. In fact, and I do own it at Gunderson Capital, it started showing up in the app. I couldn't ignore it. It was screaming at me. The stock is up 114% this past year. 114%. That compares with Intel. Boy, it's nice to have these stats right in front of me from the Best Stocks Now app. Intel was up 34%. So AMD tripled the performance. Now here's a new street high target from Rosenblatt. Wow, they are raising their target price from 52 to 65. AMD is currently at 46. So to go to 65, that's significant upside potential, according to Rosenblatt. And I would agree with them. I still have a very large position in AMD here at Gunderson Capital Management. Well, it's top pick time of year. Baird names Amazon and Zynga as their top picks for 2020. Yesterday we went through Barron's 10 top picks. Cowan likes Dick's Sporting Goods. Credit Suisse, Activision Blizzard. Benchmark likes NVIDIA. Facebook gets a street high target. When we come back, we'll do our featured stock of the day. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new Safer Money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
My name is Barry Kite, and as the newest member of the Gunderson Capital Management team, I wanted to introduce myself. As a seasoned financial planning practitioner and chartered financial analyst, I joined Gunderson Capital to assist clients with complex financial planning needs and portfolio construction strategy. Over the last 20 years, I have refined my holistic approach to planning and portfolio construction with a focus on ensuring all of your investment assets are working for you in tandem towards a common financial goal. All too often, clients have a financial advisor who is only concerned with the specific assets you have tasked them to manage, with no regard for the purpose of your other investment accounts. Our approach takes all of your investment accounts into consideration when developing your personalized portfolio strategy. Whether you're retired, quickly approaching retirement, or still in the accumulation phase, Gunderson Capital Management is here to navigate the inherent risks of the market while helping you meet your financial goals. If you hadn't had a financial review in a while, or you would like a second opinion, I encourage you to give me a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378.
This is Bill Gunderson, CEO and Chief Investment Officer at Gunderson Capital Management. During my career in the industry, I've talked with thousands of investors. Everyone has their own unique level of risk, tolerance, and objectives for their investments. On the one hand, they all know that they need either income or growth, but they have no specific plan to achieve it. That is why we have developed four different custom portfolios that address these issues. Having all your money in cash may be a good sleep at night solution, but you're losing out to the inflation termites daily. The next step up on the risk ladder would be holding an individual bond portfolio. The next rung up from that would be our dividend and growth portfolio. This portfolio is made up of high-quality stocks that pay a dividend or are still growing their earnings. From there, we have our premier and ultra-growth portfolios. These are custom-designed and meticulously managed to give you the opportunity for growth during your accumulation years. To talk to us about a custom design, you can call us at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, the NASDAQ down 11 now, S&P, or the Dow down about 56. So it's going to be a very thin trading day on this New Year's Eve. Things might get a little bit more normal when we come back on Thursday and Friday. We've begun a new year. There could be some profit taking Thursday and Friday. People wanting to delay those capital gains until the following tax year. And then again, there may be those that want to get in that have been left behind. So we'll just see. Today's not a real good day to do much buying or selling, but I've already got one after the show is over that I'm going to be taking action on today on the buy side. And as you know, I have offered for the month of January a free two-week look at my client newsletter with the portfolios, full access to my Best Stocks Now app, which is, I couldn't manage money without it. It narrows down that search every single day and keeps me in the right places. You want to be in the right place at the right time and out of the wrong place. This is in the market. Being short the market is the worst place you could be. Being in cash has been the worst place you can be. And I've also said that you'll get my live trades, which I'll be sending one out in about 15 minutes from now as I pull the trigger on something that I just can't resist anymore. It's trading enough volume here today. I don't have to worry about that. It's a fairly recent IPO, but, man, it looks good. And it is showing up as an A-plus momentum stock today. That's how I found it. I go through that A-plus momentum stock every single day. That is a very, 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 very powerful tool when you're seeing the 200, 150, today it's 300, hottest stocks in the market. Now, that doesn't mean you still have to do your own research. You still have to look at them. Sometimes they're an A-plus momentum because they recently got bought out. And they're up 100%, so obviously that's not a candidate. Sometimes there's other things. They've gone up. They went up a lot yesterday. Made a big move. Made it onto the A plus momentum list. It's all I can say that has been a very fertile list for me over the years to look at. That's the first list I look at every single day. I flip through the charts of my A plus momentum stock. So to get that 2 week free trial, an unprecedented offer from a professional money manager. You can go to my website at GundersonCapital.com. It's right there on the newsletter page. It's the very first offer on the left. It's got a big $0, a dollar sign and a zero next to it for 2 weeks of the client newsletter, the full access to the most powerful, I mean it. I'll put it up. I'll put my database up against any database out there. As far as my grading system, my valuations, my blending of value and momentum, my top-down approach where you can look up the S&P 500 and see what the signal is on that, whether it's buy, strong buy, weak buy, whatever, hold. Then you can drill down to the various asset classes, bond market, gold, cash, inverse funds. It's all relative. There will be a time when the inverse funds are on top. Then you can drill down into the sectors of the market to see where the strength is. And then from those sectors, you can go down to the individual stocks. In the whole database, there's almost 5,500 now. I started off with 2,500. My, how it has grown over the years. And I'm in that database every single day, adding stocks, doing different things, keeping it current. It's a living, breathing thing, the Best Stocks Now database. So just go to my website, GundersonCapital.com. If you hurry, maybe you'll get in time for that trade I'm going to send out in about 15 minutes. I don't know, but it'll be in the newsletter this Saturday if you don't get the live alert here today. All right. Well, the featured stock of the day, it's kind of, I'm going to do one that just is showing up here recently. This Axsm, AXSM, is a biotech that all of a sudden is $4.2 billion, and they have a new drug out. It's a hit. And I see one analyst out there, H.C. Wainwright, which their name pops up from time to time. They see a 60% chance of approval for their AXS07 drug. Okay, so there's risk. There's 40% chance they won't get approval for the drug, and they lift their target price to $200. This stock's currently at 106. Now, if you follow me on StockTwits, I've sent out several tweets about this stock here recently. AXSM, let me just look. That's another feature of the app. If I've mentioned the stock, you'll see it down there at on Bill's comments. It all began in March. I tweeted out, best breakout of the day, AXSM. That was 9 months ago. And then on June 30th, I sent out a tweet, A-plus momentum grade, Axsm. And then in December, really started to heat up, momentum stock of the day. That was on December the 3rd. And then on December the 16th, they're getting positive data on their major, this is not the schizophrenia drug. This is the major depression disorder drug candidate. It's been an A-plus momentum stock for a while, massive breakout. That was on 12/16, 15 days ago. And then it broke out again on 12/18. Then it broke out again on 12/19. I named it the momentum monster of the day. What a chart, I said. And then on 12/20, the hottest stock in the entire market, my vote would go to Axsm, AXSM. That was on 12/20. And then today you've got an analyst coming to the plate here and putting a $200 target price. So keep an eye on it, AXSM, with maybe a major breakthrough in a major depression disorder drug. Okay, well, you know what? It's going to come to a close here. When the bell rings, we'll close the books on 2019. We'll close the books on a decade. Boy, I remember Y2K. That seems like it was yesterday. But you know what? Things are as exciting today as ever in the market. And you can see where I stand right now in the markets. A two-week offer through the month of January that has been, you know, we've had a lot of requests. My team is going, what did you say on the radio, Bill? What are you doing? Offering free gold bullion coins? What are you doing all
Gunderson
of a sudden?
Or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.